In the neighborhood surrounding the World Trade Center site, hundreds of small businesses have struggled to stay open. The area was shut down for weeks after September 11th, and a year later, the usual flow of customers has yet to return. Many businesses say the grants provided by a city aid program are too small. City officials now say they'll increase the size of the grants, but it may come too late for some struggling shops. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports on a candy store that has fallen behind in its rent and is being evicted.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. The schlep is here.
Candy World is on Chambers Street, 5 blocks from Ground Zero. It's a place where people come to sweeten what has been a bitter year.
3 of those plus 1 milk chocolate. Let's live.
Here we go.
Oh, God, yes.
Cy Gottlieb lives around the corner from this downtown shop, and he's one of a stream of regulars who come here for hand-dipped chocolates, freshly roasted nuts, and conversation.
This place is a neighborhood institution, so it's, you know, very important for all of us. I mean, it used to be soda shops, but they're long gone, and I hardly think McDonald's has replaced them.
Alan Silver has been making and selling candy in one of 3 storefronts in this neighborhood for almost 30 years. And it shows. His cheeks are the size of apples, and he has the girth of a man who's tasted a few too many of his own caramels. After September 11th, Silver wasn't able to return to his shop for a month. By then, his merchandise and equipment was ruined. He quickly fell behind in his $5,000 a month rent and then received a letter in May that his landlord would not be renewing his lease. Silver finds this galling, especially since his landlord is St. Peter's Episcopal Church of the Bronx.
The reality is that this is a church. It's not a regular landlord. And the church does represent God. And this is a horrible thing that's happened down here. So if they're representing God, they should be charitable and acting in a good, godly fashion.
The church is referring all calls about Candy World to its attorney, Donald McKay. He says the church wants Silver out because he's now more than $26,000 behind in his rent.
If you enter into an agreement to do certain things, then you're supposed to keep your word as a businessman, and he does not do that, he did not do that, and that's the way it goes.
Silver readily admits he's been behind in his rent since September 11th. He says he asked the church to waive his payments for September and October, but it refused. Silver has been paying half the rent since. He also asked church officials to help in obtaining rent vouchers from the Red Cross. He says they delayed until November, and by then the program was gone. Now he's fighting the eviction with help from a volunteer attorney. Adam Bailey says he's worked with dozens of businesses and tenants since the attacks who have struggled to obtain grants or negotiate for reduced rents.
Or if we felt that the landlord was being what I would call greedy, I came in and said, I'm a real estate attorney, and now you're going to have to deal with me. So either we negotiate and we settle this and we make a fair deal, or I will be there every step of the way to help Candy Worlds or the small shoe stores or the small companies, defend themselves.
Silver is hoping his attorney can stop the eviction and that he'll eventually be able to raise enough money to pay his back rent. For now, he continues to sell candies, a dollar here and 50 cents there, and enjoy the quirky moments of a New York candy store.
I wonder how many of these strange flavors that you're carrying in the Jelly Bellies are in existence only because Jelly Belly got the license for Bertie Botts in this country.
Silver pauses for a moment and suppresses a smile. I don't know, he says, but that's a good question. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.